this last Friday and Saturday, I did a memorial service for two of the women, elderly women of our parish. One had been gone a long time, but she still held St. Michael's in her heart, and the other one recent. And I am reminded, although I never got to meet them, I learned who they were by the stories that were told. As I met with the family members, they talked about their mothers and how important they were and the things that they did. And then, as I sat and listened to the eulogies, I learned more about these people, these women who had lived and lived long lives and full lives. We know each other by our stories. When Peter went because Tabitha had died, the women that knew her and were gathered there showed Peter what she had made. These are who she is. She made these cloths. She did these great works. It is through others that we get to see who people are. It's through our works. That's how people know us. It's not about what's written in a book, but it's about our lives and how we live out our lives day by day. That's how we know each other. And it's through the stories people tell about how we lived that we get to know them. It's important. It's important that we tell the stories. And so they were telling Peter, this is who Tabitha was. This is how important she was to us. This is what she did. In Jesus' name, she did good works, and she created and made things for others. And Jesus, when he was there that day in the temple, and they're saying, come on, tell us. If you're the Savior, just tell us this. And he said, you don't get it. You know who I am by the works that I do. Jesus was healing people. He was bringing the dead to life. He was casting out demons. It was through his works that we knew who he was. What he stood for. To look and take care of the outcast, to include those that were not included back into the fold. That was his works. We know him through his works. And as I looked at the mothers, and as I was doing the memorial for the mothers, and today is Mother's Day, I thought, what an amazing time to be able to celebrate the lives of their mothers. 2 days before Mother's Day. Because that's what mothering is. It's about the works that one does. And unfortunately, some have good mothers and some may not even know their mother. And some mothers were less than desirable. That's what happens on Mother's Day. It's a day of celebration, but for all, it may not be the best day. And for some women who have had miscarriages and were unable to bear children or choose not to bear children, Mother's Day kind of leaves them like, what do I do? And one of the things that we are reminded is that Jesus said he was a good shepherd. The word is good, because anyone can be a shepherd. But it's how Jesus cared for others. How he cared for the flock, how he cares for us. It's about being a good shepherd, one that is present with the sheep, who they know what he stood for in his voice and could come back. And a mother knows her children the same way. When I was 2 years old, as you can imagine, I took off and I crossed the main highway from our house and was in the strawberry patch eating strawberries. And they noticed I was missing. And they had to come find me. That's what a shepherd does. That's what a mother does. They come and find their children who may wander off. Jesus said, you may wander off, but you belong to me and I will find you. Wherever you are, I will find you. That's what a good shepherd is. And on Mother's Day, it's a reminder that every one of us has that potential to be a mother. That mother, which is means to comfort, to guide, to care, to have compassion. We all have that ability, the mothering instinct. Sometimes they call God Mother God. The ability to love beyond imagining. That's what we're called as Christians to be. To have compassion and care and to love beyond imagining. And how we know who God is through the glimpses of how people love us. If we see somebody who's capable of loving, that's a glimpse of how much God loves us. And it just imagine that being tenfold. That's what grace is. That's what we are asked to carry, the grace of God out into the world to love those so that they can get a glimpse of God. The Christ light within us that shines will bring people back into the fold. God loves us. God sent his Son to show us how to love and care for others, how to be the mother in a world that may feel motherless at times. And we all can do that. We do that. We learn from very early on. And for those who may have lacked that mothering, as Christians, as people, we're called to fill in the gaps. One of my Aunt Beattie never had a child. Early hysterectomy. But she was the mother to our whole family. All of us loved her beyond imagining because she gave us unconditional love. I was talking to my siblings about Aunt Beattie and said, you know, I never acted up for her. And they said, no, none of us ever acted up for Aunt Beattie. There was something about her that we didn't need to because we got full attention from her when we were there. And we knew that she loved us and she cared for us. So you see, it's not about biological mothering. It's not about being a legal mother. It's about learning how to care and have compassion for each person that we meet, to greet them, and to say, I'm present to you in this moment that we're together. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus was present to every person that he encountered throughout his whole lifetime. And he taught us that that's what we need to do. We need to be present to each other, to those here in this community and those who we will go out into the world and see. That's what Mothering Sunday is for, is to remind us that within each of us is the kernel that has to grow into being the person who loves and cares and nourishes the world so that all can feel God's love. And that love will carry us through the good times and the bad. And it's about being present, finding those who need us the most, and being present with them. Amen.